This is the It's a Frog's Life acoustic podcast featuring your host, Graham Holland.
Hi there, yes, my name's Graham Holland, and I'd like to welcome you to show number 3 of the It's a Frog's Life acoustic podcast. I'm broadcasting live from my lily pad on Waverty Pond in Liverpool, England, and, well, we've got some great stuff for you in the show. We've got 6 acoustic tracks, 3 of which are from artists here in Liverpool. We've got a competition, woohoo, a competition, I'm really excited about that, and as an experiment with advertising, today's show is being sponsored by Late Night Telespots. The It's a Frog's Life acoustic podcast is brought to you in association with Late Night Telespots. Yeah, I did warn you, and more about that later as well. The first song I'm going to play for you. Well, when I first heard this, I found this on the Pod Show, PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com. And when I first played it, I was convinced that this guy was American. It's just the sound to it. This is a special song. I've been waiting for ages to play this. This is really good. So, for your delight and delectation, please be upstanding for the wonderful Bob Kirkpatrick and I Hate the Rain.
Taking a trip to California, they tell me that the sky is clear and blue. They say things there seldom change, and I admit I like the sound of that too. See, I hate the rain. Oh, I hate the rain, don't you? Yes, I hate the rain. Oh, I hate the rain, don't you? Bordering on Mexico, beggars on the street both night and day. From the wealth of California, a Tijuana seems a million miles away. Oh, I hate the rain, I hate the rain, don't you? Yes, I hate the rain, I hate the rain, don't you? Hey, am I running away from weather? Oh, whether I'm running away from you. Cause if I'm running away at all, there's no better thing to do. When you hate the rain, and I hate the rain, don't you? Yes, I hate the rain. Oh, I hate the rain, don't you? Settling down in Arbonado, Spanish white walled villas looking new. Not far north of San Diego, doesn't it sound the ideal thing to do? When you hate the rain, oh, I hate the rain, don't you? Yes, I hate the rain, I hate the rain. So I'll take a trip to California. They tell me that the sky is clear and blue. not far north of San Diego. Doesn't it sound the ideal thing to do when you hate the rain? And I hate the rain, don't you? Yes, I hate the rain. Oh, I hate the rain, don't you? Yes, I hate the rain. Oh, I hate the rain, don't you?
That was Bob Kirkpatrick and I Hate the Rain, and you can find Bob on the internet at www.bobkirkpatrick.co.uk, and then click on the picture of the guitar and you're through to his music section of his website. He's got two CDs. CD1 is called Self-Penned and CD2 is called Self-Penned 2. They're both available from Bob, tenor each, and well, you can email him for information at bob@bobkirkpatrick.co.uk, and if the rest of the songs on the CDs are anywhere as good as that one, then you're probably in for a wonderful treat. Next, I thought I'd let you know how you can get hold of the show. I don't know how you're listening to this or where you're listening to this, but there are four ways that you can get this show. Right, just to make it easier for you. Four ways to get the show. The first way is to go to the website, which is itsafrogslife.net/podcast, and click on the online player. And you can hear the show streamed live on the internet. The second way is to click on the picture which says Inner Tube. And if you do that, in fact, I'd recommend that everybody goes to the website now and clicks on Inner Tube, because you'll be able to listen to the show using an inner tube player. Now, this is a brilliant new feature, web application, which I found on the internet last week. And if you listen to the show, you'll be able to see little things popping up and flashing. And if you click on that, it will give you notes for particular parts of this show. So, for example, when I played Bob Kirkpatrick, a timestamp started flashing, and if you clicked on that, you get all the information about Bob Kirkpatrick, about his CDs, about his website and everything. And the same with the next artist and all of the other features on this podcast. So that's a great way to listen to the show. The third way is to download the MP3 direct to your computer, where you can, from there, you can upload it to your MP3 player or just listen to it on your computer. And the fourth way is to subscribe. And if you want to do that, then go to the website, itsafrogslife.net/podcast, click on the icon that says subscribe and follow the details. But more in the next podcast about how to subscribe to a podcast. So, I hope that's clear. If not, then drop me a line and I'll talk you through it. And I hope wherever you are listening to this podcast, however you're listening to it, that you're enjoying it. Please do send me feedback. You can email me at podcast@itsafrogslife.net. One guy who emailed me is the next artist, Elliot Hall. He found me just by chance surfing on the internet. And he dropped me an email and said, "Graham, great show. Any chance you could play one of my tracks?" I said, "Well, I'll listen to you. And if I like it, I'll play it." So I listened to it. I liked it. So I'm playing it. So this is Elliot Hall. And If We Can Make It Out of Here.
Make a new start. You can cure the dead angels. to play with my heart. I can cure the fears you have about the night and the day. I can teach you how to love the dreams that you always tore away. We can dance like we used to, if we can make it out of here. And we can love like make it out of here. We can find ourselves a new life, get ourselves a new dose of fear. We can dance like we used to, if we can make it out of here. I know it's getting late, I'm way past my best, but you just get so tired when you get this much rest. But I know your eyes, and they know mine. Come on, baby, we'll break the ghost of time. And we can dance like we used to, we can make it out of here. Find ourselves a new life, get ourselves a new dose of fear. We can dance like we used to, if we can make it out of here. We can run through the night till we meet the state of dawn. I can feel your breath on my neck against my skin, close and warm. Babe, I'm dying to be born. We can dance like we used to, if we can make it out of here. We can love like we used to, if we can make it out of here. We can find ourselves a new life, get ourselves a new dose of fear. We can dance like we used to, we can make it out of here.
That was Elliot Hall, If We Can Make It Out of Here. And that track has really, really grown on me since I first listened to it. So thank you very much to Elliot for sending me that. You can find Elliot on the internet at www.elliothall.co.uk. And Elliot's from Bristol, as is one of our other musicians on today's show. He's got a debut album, which is Next to Nothing. It's called Next to Nothing, and it's available to buy from CD Baby. I won't give you the link here. You can find the link in the show notes. He's also got a MySpace page. Which is myspace.com/Elliot Hall Music. Whilst we're on MySpace, I've got a MySpace space, if you see what I mean, and that's myspace.com/Graham Holland. So check it out. Add me as a friend, say hi, have a look at some of the other people, some of the musicians. My top friends are always the people who I've most recently played on my podcast. If they've got a profile, then I'll put them up as well. So check it out, myspace.com/Graham Holland. Next, we've got this.
Hello? Is anyone there? I'm sorry I'm a little late. I took a wrong turn on the motorway. I hope I haven't missed anything. Hello? I'm here for the podcast conference. MattGifford.co.uk. Hello? The Matt Gifford Show. Coming soon to an MP3 file near you. It's only a year late. Hello? Because I'm too stupid to have made one earlier. Is everyone hiding from me? MattGifford.co.uk. 8, 9, 10. Coming, ready or not?
Hi, this is Dave from Sparkwood 21, and you're listening to It's a Frog's Life Acoustic Podcast.
Right. What have we got next? Yeah, we've got another Liverpool contribution. This is a group called Tramp Attack. I've listened to Tramp Attack on the internet, on the MySpace, ever since I started looking at MySpace and I found their website. They're a great band from Liverpool with an absolutely crazy sense of humour. I mean, what do you expect with songs like this one called 2 Feet? And other such classics as Garlic Hand and the wonderful, wonderful Get Well Soon. They've got a new CD out, which is called Call In Sick and is available from the website. This is Tramp Attack and 2 Feet.
Well, I got 2 feet, you know it, and if I had 2 paddles, I'd row it. Some cotton, I'd sew it. And if I had some rope, I'd tow it. And if I had your heart, I'd make a brand new start. Well, I'd be at every bus stop for you to disembark. I'd be at every party that you go to after dark. I will be your man.
Was Tramp Attack and 2 Feet, and I defy anybody to listen to that song and not tap a foot or to tap the hand or just really get into that. That was great. Tramp Attack they've got some gigs coming up. If I just look at their MySpace, I can see they've got one coming up this coming Friday the 18th of August 2006 at Telford's Warehouse in Chester, and they're playing the Matthew Street Festival on Sunday the 27th of August, and they've also got another gig on the 27th of August at the Grosvenor Ballroom in Liverpool. So if you get the chance, check them out, check out their MySpace, check out the website, buy the CD, do whatever it takes. Alright, what's next? Oh yeah, okay. I mentioned that we are being sponsored, and so that have a listen to this.
Do you run a local shop or small businesses? Then why don't you advertise through us? Late night telly spots. Our professional team of continuity announcers will read out your advert whilst the viewer is entertaining by a irrelevant photo of your premise. Here are just one of our many satisfied customer.
Our shop was doing real bad. Then I advertised through late night telly spots, and within days hundreds of people had recognised my shop and had come in. Well, because of the ad, I was laughing.
Did they buy a lot?
No, they were laughing because of the ad as well. They just laughing.
There you had it, an unsolidified testimonial for the power of adverts. Sizing. So, ring us, late night telly spots, now, on the telephone. Who knows, it could be the start of something big.
Hi, we're In Vocal, and you're listening to It's a Frog's Life Acoustic Podcast.
Well, there you go. I'm not quite sure how successful this this advertising is going to be. Maybe I won't stick with that late night telly spots. Look for somebody else to sponsor the show. Anyway, you heard an ident there from In Vocal. Hi, we're In Vocal, and you're listening to the It's a Frog Life Acoustic Podcast. Thank you very, 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 very much indeed to the girls from In Vocal for recording that. I saw In Vocal in concert in Liverpool Wednesday of last week, and they were as brilliant as I expected them to be. I've also got a copy of their CD, and I'll be playing tracks from that on future shows. Thank you very much, girls. I hope that the rest of your tour went well, and you enjoy your rest, because I know you were touring for about a month, and it can be tiring, so enjoy your rest, you deserved it. Thanks for a great night, and thanks for your support of this podcast as well. A couple of other updates. I mentioned in the last podcast when I played a song by Alan Parry that Alan has two acoustic nights. The first acoustic night is the second Tuesday event. Now, the second Tuesday event from September is actually moving to Sunday. So it's going to be It's actually moving to Friday, so it's going to be the second Friday event. I can't even remember what I said then. Second Friday. So check out his website, parrysongs.co.uk. That's parrysongs.co.uk. I also mentioned that he was starting a weekly open mic night called Acoustic Slice. Well, he held one and has cancelled it. It was not an appropriate venue, apparently. So he's busy looking for an appropriate venue, and once that's up, he'll let you know on his website, and I'll probably give it a plug here as well. So the final plug is a guy called Joe Topping. If you've never heard Joe Topping's music, then you're missing out on a great big slice of life. Joe Topping is brilliant. He lives over on the Wirral. I'm hoping to get permission to play one of his songs in the future. At the moment, he is walking, get this, he's walking from Chicago to New Orleans with his backpack and his guitar on his back via America's Cities of Music. So from Chicago, we're famous for the blues, through St. Louis, Nashville, Memphis, Jackson, Baton Rouge, and finishing in New Orleans. And he's doing that to raise money for an organization called the New Orleans Music Relief Fund. And that's raising money for displaced musicians who were displaced through the flooding in New Orleans last year. So if you fancy sponsoring him or supporting that, then visit Joe's website at www.joetopping.co.uk. Click on the Summer 2006 link at the bottom of the page, and you'll be able to see where he's up to at the moment. You can also download a free track, a wonderful track called How High, which he wrote specifically for the occasion. So that's Joe Topping. Check it out. Listen up for the future. I'm hoping to be able to play one of his songs in the future. That's it. That's the parish announcements for today. Moving straight on with some more music. This is from Liverpool, the wonderful Jennifer John and melt.
Into the river when you wrap yourself around me, and the deeper down I go, the safer I become. Only you can see inside your fears and toss them out there, 'cause the deeper down you go, the more you feel afraid. So I cut up my pieces of loneliness, I strode into your arms, and I feel like I'm flying. I feel like I've flown around the world. Melt into the sunshine when you pour your loving over me, and the higher up I go, the cooler I become. Silently, so silently, you watch me and you listen. And the more I think, the more my thoughts. So I cut up my pieces of loneliness, I strode into your arms, and I feel like I'm flying. I feel like I'm flying. I feel like I've flown around the world.
Jennifer John and Melt, and Melt featured Adam Skinner on drums, Randall Brenneman on guitar, Mark Broomby on bass, and backing vocals by Amy Smith. Jennifer John is well known in Liverpool. She's part of a company called Sense of Sound Vocal Innovation, and you can check out Sense of Sound at senseofsound.net. And Sense of Sound offers singing lessons, vocal coaching, singing courses, vocal workshops. It's also a session agency, represents artists, and does lots of really good things for music and musicians in Liverpool. You can also check out Jennifer John's MySpace at myspace.com/JenniferJohn. Thank you so much to Jennifer for allowing me to play that track on this podcast. Next, we've got... Oh, yeah, it's worth mentioning. Jennifer John. I've got a lot of respect for Jennifer. Earlier this year, Condoleezza Rice came to Liverpool as the guest of the Foreign Secretary here in the UK, Jack Straw. And a big concert was put on at Liverpool's Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Hall. And a lot of people who were due to take part in that actually pulled out because of the controversy over the war in Iraq. including the narrator, and they had to get somebody in last minute to narrate, to host the concert. But Jennifer decided that she wouldn't that she wouldn't pull out. Instead, her protest was to stand there on the stage, look Condoleezza Rice straight in the eye, and sing John Lennon's Imagine. And I'm sure that probably said more than all of the protesters, the peaceful protesters, I must say, the protesters who were outside the Philharmonic Hall. So, muchos kudos to Jennifer John for that, and you've got a great deal of respect from a lot of people for the stance that you took. So thank you very much, Jennifer John. Next, we've got Rachel Dadd. Rachel Dadd is also from Bristol, like Elliot Hall, who we played earlier. Rachel Dadd, I'm going to play this track, which is from Rachel's Summer Autumn recordings. And this was recorded in a back garden, do you believe? And if you listen very carefully, you'll be able to hear birds and dogs and planes and reversing vans and probably screaming kids if it's anything like the back gardens around where I live. But anyway, Rachel Dadd has also very kindly given a CD for the competition. So we'll do the competition after this. We'll listen to Rachel Dadd first. And this is Rachel Dadd and My Wealth, That Is You.
If I do not like you, friend, it's mostly 'cause I love you, and little bits of all you are go into my pan. And I simply love the taste of green courgettes and peppers laced with something sweet and something hot and something bitter. You can be sharp like a blade, but you can be as kind as a warm meal on a winter's day. As the north winds blow, so cold and sore. When we're full, we're at our happiest. No longer hungry, we're at our kindest. That's when I reflect on my wealth, that is you. And that's when I reflect on my wealth, that is you. Like the stars, you and I, and there's our trusty constellation, the finest saucepan that there ever was in all the skies, and we can cook a feast in it, fit for kings like you and I, enough to feed a million mouths as we talk and sip our wine. You can be sharp like a blade, but you can be as kind as a warm meal on a winter's day. As the north winds blow, so cold and sore. And when we're full, we're at our happiest. No longer hungry, we're at our kindest. That's when I reflect on my wealth, that is of you. And that's when I reflect on my wealth, and that is you.
Okay, now listen out for the birds.
Give me a minute.
Pardon?
I won't be long.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. It's a good job she wasn't interrupted in the middle of the song, isn't it? I know if Bill Oddie was listening, he'd probably be able to tell us what the birds were. You could hear in the background. All right, that was Rachel Dadd and My Wealth, That Is You. Competition time. Thank you so much indeed to Rachel. She's going to send this CD through to me, and so I can send it out as a prize for the competition. The competition is this. Her new CD is called Songs from the Crypt, and it's Rachel Dadd and the Missing Scissors. What you need to do, right, is to tell me which church was this recorded in. Right, it was recorded in the crypt of a church. Well, I mean, that's why it's called Songs from the Crypt. It's recorded in a crypt of a church in Bristol with harps, strings, trumpets and voices. But what's the name of the church that it was recorded in? Now, you're probably asking yourself, well, how the heck do I know that? Well, you find the information, you get the answer if you visit www.racheldad, as dad with two D's on the end, racheldad.co.uk. The closing date for the competition is midnight here in Liverpool Lilypad time on Monday the 11th of September. Midnight, Monday the 11th of September. Go and get the answer. Put it in an email to me. Send it to podcast@itsafrogslife.net and put competition in the subject line. Competition in the subject line. And send it to podcast@itsafrogslife.net. So the question once again. Rachel Dadd's new CD was recorded in the crypt of a church, but what is the name of the church in Bristol? Right, concerts, gigs, yeah, let's just have a check on her site. She's going to America from the 1st of September to the 31st. She's going to be touring in America, plugging her a new CD, which is being professionally produced for the American market, I suppose, yeah, for the American market. You know, when you're sitting there and a word just goes out of your head because you're thinking about something else. And we'll try that one again. It's been specially produced for the American market. And best of luck, very best of luck to Rachel in the States with her new CD. Alright, next, we got this.
From podshow.com, CC Chapman presents
The Accident Ash Podcast. Featuring the best in pod safe music. Visit CC on the web at accidenthash.com or email at gmail.com. And of course, the best in PodSafe music at PodSafeMusicNetwork.com. The Accident Hash Podcast with CC Chapman.
I must say, those of you who like music, just good music, that's a great podcast to listen to. That's the Accident Hash Podcast with CC Chapman, and you can find a link to that in the show notes. I mentioned a little bit earlier that I'd been to see Invocal in concert Wednesday of last week. Well, the night before, I was out at the same venue, the Magnet Bar in Liverpool, for a benefit gig raising money for Natural Therapies Partnership, and on the bill was the wonderful Stan Ambrose, or Stan the Harper as he's known here in Liverpool, Eugene McGuinness, Joe Keelan, and Joe Keelan was played on the first It's a Frog's Life acoustic podcast, Dan Sumner, group called They, but They with a question mark at the end, and why not, and this group here of Sparkwood and 21, which is the final track that I'm going to play for you. Spark and 21 are a Liverpool band. It's Dave, John, Matt and Stephen, and they are purveyors of harmonic melancholy. That's their description, not mine. Thank you so much to the guys from Sparkwood and 21 for recording some of the idents for me as well. If you want to catch them in concert, well, you just missed the one at the Magnet. The next gigs are on the 1st of September at the Green Note in London, 7th of October at the Night and Day Cafe in Manchester. And they're also recording new material for their new EP, so best of luck for that. So, this is Sparkwood and 21. And, well, I tell you what, I'll let the guys introduce it themselves.
Hi, this is John from Sparkwood and 21.
And this is Dave from Sparkwood and 21. And this next song is...
It's called Shine.
That was Sparkwood and 21 with Shine. You can check them out at their website, which is sparkwoodand21.co.uk. Sparkwood is Sparkwood, A-N-D for the and then 21 is numbers. Sparkwood and then 21 number.co.uk. Also MySpace at Sparkwood and 21. MySpace.com/Sparkwood and 21. Right, well, I suppose that's about it for another It's a Frog's Life acoustic podcast. Thank you to everybody who's messaged me, sent me emails, added me as a friend on MySpace. If you are out there and you're an acoustic musician and you'd like to send me stuff, then please, please, please do that. Message me through MySpace or send me an email to podcast@itsafrogslife.net/podcast. That's the show notes. Send me an email to podcast@itsafrogslife.net. I'm getting confused here. I know it's been a long show. So that's me. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did enjoy it, tell your friends all about it. Get them to subscribe. Subscribe yourself. It's free and you won't miss any of the other episodes. The next show is on Wednesday the 30th of August. Thank you to everybody who's made their music available, all of the musicians on today's show. And as the sun sets on the lily pad I call home here on Waverty Pond in Liverpool, until the next show, this is Graham Holland saying goodbye and stay cool.
You've been listening to the It's a Frog's Life acoustic podcast. It's a frog's life.net/podcast.